For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Peter Crist, one of the founding members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, was a guest on last week's Cultural Baggage program. Here he is talking about the concept of prohibition itself.
And that is, when you institute a blanket prohibition, when you just prohibit something, you give up all your ability to regulate and control it. LEAP believes that a regulated and controlled drug marketplace, no matter what it is, and that could be from Schedule II prescription drugs all the way to over-the-counter sales and anything in between, a regulated and controlled marketplace is safer for society, defunds the gangsters who are now running that marketplace. And that's what we've done. We knew in 1933, just like we knew in 1919, that alcohol was very dangerous. But what we realized in 13 short years was that, as dangerous as alcohol was, letting people like Al Capone control that marketplace did not make the problem better, but in fact added new problems that didn't even exist before. Gangsters, a whole distribution marketplace, smuggling, and stuff like that on the part of the gangsters. So what we did was we decided to take that marketplace away from the gangsters and put it in a regulated and controlled marketplace. That did not eliminate our alcohol problem. We still had to deal with our alcohol problem, but we chose as a society to deal with it as a health care and an educational problem instead of a criminal justice problem. And that also doesn't relieve anybody who harms somebody else's property or somebody else from the reach of the law. We still deal with those problems, but that's a small problem compared to the problem we dealt with before. And LEAP believes that legalizing our drug marketplace will have the same effects on our society. It'll defund the gangsters, and in this day and time, it'll also defund the terrorists.
It's time to play Name That Drug by its side effects. Depression, delusions, hallucinations, paranoid fears, clinical depression, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, tardive dyskinesia, and psychosis. Time's up. The answer? Ritalin. Another FDA-approved product.
My name is Angel Raich. I'm a mother of two teenage children, and I fought all the way to the Supreme Court for the right to use the medicine that saved my life. I've been permanently disabled for 10 years. The medicine that gave me my life back and gave my kids their mom back was cannabis, also known as medical marijuana. To learn more about medical marijuana, contact Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or on the web at mpp.org.
Law Enforcement Against Prohibition has a great new video available at leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.